Headline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. The era of the Islamic State's reign in Mosul is nearing an end. The pending victory in Iraq, however, is tempered by the losses endured over 8 months of fighting, 3 years of Islamic State rule in Mosul, and more than a decade of constant extremist attacks, making the milestone more sad than celebratory for some. For Iraqi fighters, going home will be a break, but not the end of the war. Militants continue hiding out in the Iraqi-controlled territory, poised to strike again. The Islamic State still holds a large part of Iraq, including parts of Anbar province. Chinese President Xi Jinping gave Hong Kong a stern warning Saturday as he oversaw the swearing-in ceremony for the city's new leader, telling its residents that Beijing will not tolerate attempts to challenge its authority. The warning came at the gathering to mark 20 years since the former British colonies returned to China. After swearing in Carrie Lam as the Hong Kong new executive, Xi said any attempt to use Hong Kong to sabotage activities against the mainland is an act that crosses the red line and is absolutely impermissible. Hundreds of police stood watch for the anniversary as pro-democracy activists and pro-Beijing groups marched through Hong Kong. President Trump says the U.S. has run out of patience with North Korea, his comments coming as he met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House. President Moon is keeping the door open for talks with the North while supporting continued sanctions against Pyongyang.
The North Korean nuclear issue must be resolved without fail.
That was an interpreter speaking for President Moon. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump's modified travel ban